This pre-roll ad is brought to you by Empire Wreckers. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Empire Wreckers. If you'd like video content, we're on YouTube and Twitch, where we stream games like our group playthrough of Star Wars The Old Republic. And if you'd really like to support the show, you can subscribe to our Patreon for monthly bonus content. And now, our feature presentation.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Star Wars Empire Wreckers, the only Star Wars actual play podcast to stream exclusively on Quibi. Who's ready to revel in their Sam Raimi golden arm today?
Jax Medusage is ready to be streaming on Quibi. She just made her first movie, and it's the only streaming platform that would accept her.
Artie Choke has a show, it's already cancelled.
You can find KI3's cameo getting arrested on Space Reno 911.
And Ayash Tem is ready to be mercilessly mocked by space zoomers.
And if you want to see an online show go down in flames after nobody watches it, why don't you come along with us to a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away in Star Wars. It is a perilous time for the galaxy. A brutal civil war has ended the reign of the evil galactic empire, forcing them to retreat into the unknown regions joined by a plucky group of unlikely mercenaries. After witnessing true imperial brutality, the Empire Wreckers chose to forge their own path, leaving the fate of the Rakatan Archipelago in the hands of the fledgling First Order. Committing themselves to a long and dangerous journey home, the Empire Wreckers continue on their path towards a surely powerful new republic. So you have now made port at a planet called Karavar, where you've had time to go through the treasure that you've got from the Plunder Moon. And after separating through what you'll need to afford supplies and fuel to get you the rest of the way home out of the unknown regions, you have about 16,000 credits worth of treasure that you can barter with. Is anybody going to use that to pick up any supplies while you're docked here?
How much would it cost for stim packs here?
It would be about the base cost.
Okay, would I be able to get 8 stim packs? That'll bring me up to an even 25?
Sure.
Wait, that's not an even number.
Shh. I'll bring me up to an even quarter of 100.
There you go. That's a bit better.
I'm going to need longer range weapons. I'm wondering if I can upgrade the ones I already have or if it's better to start over.
Well, the ones that you've got are disruptor pistols, which are pretty powerful, but they wouldn't have increased range, I don't think. So if you want to buy anything that is a restricted weapon, somebody will have to find somewhere that can sell them. So that would be either skullduggery or knowledge underworld, perhaps streetwise to find a place like that.
Oh, I can do underworld if anybody wants. Would, like, poison's not restricted.
Some of it is.
It says Baerth sloth venom isn't. I just think it'd be fun to give someone an immediate critical injury. Should I also buy the Baerth sloth anti-venom just in case it backfires?
Might be a good idea.
Or then I have, like, a bargaining chip.
Or you buy the Baerth sloth venom and I'll buy the anti-venom for when it backfires. We got a system.
So if you're looking for something that is a venom equivalent to a bear sloth venom, that's not restricted. So you probably would be able to find that. It still might take a streetwise check to find someone that's gonna sell venom.
Okay.
So bear sloth venom, that's rarity 3, so it's relatively common. So it's only going to be a 2 purple streetwise, knowledge underworld, or skullduggery.
2 success for me.
So, Ash, you can find this small, out-of-the-way apothecary that sells various solvents and potions and poultices, tinctures, maybe some sex jellies and Jodu chicken ranch drizzlers.
I've changed my mind. I want to buy sex jellies.
Why, no chicken ranch?
I mean, that usually comes for free on side dishes.
That usually comes with the sex jellies.
That usually comes.
But what kind of poultices and things? Because this sounds like it'd be very interesting to Jax.
Are you coming along?
Yeah!
Going on our poison buying spree. I thought poison would be cool. What with being cool. An assassin.
Poisons are cool. You know, some poisons can be used for medicine. Like, there's the one that you take too much and it'll kill you, but if you take just a little bit, it'll help your heart. Maybe there's poisons like that.
You mean wine? Red wine?
I was thinking digitalis, but also...
Oh, I might as well buy sleep packs, too.
Do you say sleep packs?
Sleep packs. You know, for when I need to go to sleep at night.
Yeah, ether-soaked rags.
I have insomnia, thank you.
At a van?
What van?
Is that where we're buying the drugs? At a van?
At a van?
Yeah, it's this speeder that's like parked down an alley, and there's like a real shady-looking wet dude that is... peeping around corners, any motions for you to come to his van.
Let's stay at the apothecary. That sounds more legitimate. The apothecary have poison/acid-based grenade weapons. You know, normal apothecary stuff.
Yeah, they do have acid flasks similar to the kind that you have made in the past. They're about 600 credits each.
They say get one acid flask for 600.
They also have to go with it drafts of fire.
Ooh, what does that do?
Once you drink this draft of fire, it bonds with your skin so that it ignites to deadly effect on anyone that you punch.
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but I just remembered. Is there a place where I can... Don't I have eyes to install?
Yeah, you have a cybernetic eye.
And he's got a fucking eye in a baggie.
Can I get him installed here, or...?
Yeah, if you want to get elective surgery at the medical facility where Jax picked up some stim packs, you can. The base cost for cybernetic installation is 500 credits.
I'll do it.
How much is the flask of fire or the...
The draft of fire?
Yeah, the draft of fire.
Well, is anyone going to be punching people and turning flaming?
Ooh.
Well, that sounds very fun, but also I'm wondering, would it work if instead of punching you were biting and also if you were a cat?
Yeah, I suppose you could give this draft of fire to your cat.
I realize I haven't really utilized her much ever since the Reed Man incident really spooked the hell out of me. So I like the idea of something I can give to her to make her more lethal and protected. Because I'll leave the acid flask then, because I can make acid.
You can also make drafts of fire.
But would I have the supplies?
I mean, you can buy anything that they sell in terms of alchemical potions. You could presumably buy the supplies here.
Okay, how much would it be to buy enough supplies for, let's say, four of them?
That would be 800 credits. They do also have supplies to make healing potions, which can heal critical injuries.
How much would it be to buy the supplies for one of those?
500.
Okay, well, let's get enough to make two of those, so that would be minus 1,000.
So Artie's getting surgery. Iashtem and Jax are visiting an apothecary to find some poisons and potions. K.I., are you still searching for an underworld arms dealer?
Yes. Ooh, look at the GLX Fire Lance blaster rifle.
So if you wanted to find something like that, that's rarity 6. That would be a 3 purple streetwise skullduggery or knowledge underworld to find somewhere that could sell that.
I'll use knowledge underworld. One success.
One success. You can find a shady looking weapon store that sells the GLX Fire Lance. Costs about 1,600 credits or a little gold statue of what looks like a ram.
Okay, I'll give them the statue.
They take it, and they pass you the GLX Fire Lance, and the guy across the counter asks if you are, he looks you up and down, he can tell you're a droid, and he asks if it's for you or for your master.
Just say for your master so you don't get any questions.
I just kind of look at him with my, like, horrifying skull face.
Does it make you miss the days when you were respected as a guardian?
Yeah. Those were the days.
So you can take the GLX Fire Lance, advertised by Sorosub as the most effective weapon available for freelance law enforcement agents.
Ooh, that's convenient. I recognized it from my old days.
The appraiser eye just works for, like, if you're buying or selling something, you can get, like, a little bit buy for a little bit less and sell for a little bit more. Am I right?
Yeah, yeah. It would be really useful to have right now, except you're getting it installed and in surgery, so unfortunately you can't help your friends negotiate price, but next time.
On Star Wars! Yeah, no, I'm good.
This was the equipment buying episode.
We're all done now.
Ooh, Jax, you should get some Viscera field dressing.
Excuse me?
Sorry, a Viscera field dressing kit.
Is that
I just
like
the fact that there's something with the word viscera in it.
Like, is that just fucking, like, tensor bandage and gauze?
No, it gives you a blue to any survival checks made to harvest meat, organs, or bones from an animal.
Organs? When have we ever had to harvest organs and meats? We're city folk.
Well, two of us are. One's a robot and the other one is a tree lady from out of nowhere.
Ugh, yeah, I guess. I'm done shopping.
Same.
As you guys pick up your various guns and supplies for potions and acids and get your unnecessary surgery to install your cybernetics, you can regroup in near one of the crowded markets of this planet. And you hear, like, somebody shouting, I asked him, like, somewhere in the crowd.
Uh-oh, another
my God.
One of your boyfriends?
Aren't we still in the middle of the unknown regions, or are we back?
No, you're in the unknown regions.
This doesn't make sense. I look around.
Coming towards you, pushing through the crowd, eventually you see Garth Rude.
Didn't he betray us?
Yeah, I don't think he betrayed you. He may have betrayed you a little bit, but last time you saw him, he was defecting to the rebels.
I guess he betrayed the Empire, but I mean, so have we.
So have we. Kind of twice now?
Yeah.
Kind of twice now.
But this is the guy that, like, I reluctantly didn't let die, right?
Yeah. He helped you steal the loosey-goosey.
I saved you. I saved him.
I saved you.
Just and he says, I saw your ship docked, and I couldn't believe I had to be sure it was you, and I saw you from across the crowded market, and I could not believe my eyes, but then again, here it is. What are you doing out here in the unknown?
Oh, it's been the whole thing. We're actually going back right now, trying to anyways. We were off on a big trip, and then we decided that wasn't our scene, so we ditched those people. What are you doing out here?
Oh, well, you know, now that I, ever since the whole thing happened with the rebels, I became a big shot in the Outer Rimmers, and, you know, we may have been hired to find a Republic scout who has been lost out here. You know, a very important job.
I have a question. Are Iash Tem's himbos with us?
I mean, they're probably back at the ship, keeping it up and running.
Damn, so we're not going to get a hot drama?
I mean, you might if you invite him back to your ship.
He's got his gang.
Fine.
Who's this Republic guy you're looking for?
Oh, you are interested in working with the Outer Rimmers? We could make it worth your while.
I mean, I'm interested in what you're doing out here. And if that might make us some money to help us get back home.
And what are you doing out here? Are you here to find the love of your life?
Well, I do not know if Iash Tem will accept that title, but perhaps now.
I'll think
don't
about it.
Don't look in her eyes.
I'll think about
you
it.
You might fall and find the love of your
you
life.
You say you are headed on your way back. Maybe we could be of some double use here if you agree to help. Perhaps I could talk to Captain Merrick Hall and see if there is room for you on our ship. And your friends, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
And we got a ship, though.
Yeah, we got a ship. And we got some guys on the ship, too.
Some guys?
I mean, they just, like, coming along. And more people, more protection, you know?
Oh, yes. Hideous, ugly deckhands. I know the type.
Yeah, lots more protection.
But you say you are interested in helping in my little job for the Republic.
I mean, we're done shopping.
You got nothing else going on.
Yeah, we may as well.
Well, in that
out,
case,
so
perhaps you would like to come with me to my secret meeting? Perhaps, yes, you, the Bothan, I remember your skills in negotiation and the beautiful Iash Tem, so disarming. Of course, the little girl, I don't know what you do. And you have a new droid, I see?
He had some body work done.
Yes, he's quite formidable seeming.
I mean, the face is scary, but the arms, very small.
If you look in his eyes long enough, he might see your own soul.
Well, I do not want to risk that, so I shall not stare at him as long as I can avoid it.
If you stare at KI long enough, do you just start hearing a really high pitch ringing and then your ears start bleeding?
Eventually, it's just like memories from childhood. I'm sorry! I'm sorry!
Your head just finally explodes.
I am a scanner's cop, yes. Confirmed.
Also, I can do stuff too. Like...
She's a nerd. She's smart.
Yes, a little worm of the book.
She saves lives. And she saves hearts.
Mostly lives.
And hearts.
And organs. I saved Ayashkan's eyes. That's why they look like that now.
Yes, very striking. And
you didn't even notice until somebody pointed it out, as usual.
I find myself getting lost in them. Again, Ayashkan, I am sorry. It's just, I need to do this job well. I need... Captain Maracol is offering me a promotion if I get this done, and I really don't want to fuck this up.
It's all right. It's the least I can do to help you after saving your life.
Well, yes, I. Of course, there will be money in it for you if we do this job correctly. I came here to meet with a group of mercenaries who are going to help me. Perhaps you could help me to negotiate a good deal.
I mean, I guess I can try. Who are these mercenaries?
I do not know exactly. They're quite shady, I guess, but they have a good reputation in the Outer Rim.
Hey, I don't give a damn about a good reputation. Let's just give me some more info about, like, who they are.
Well, that's the thing. Nobody is quite sure who they are. They tend to stick to themselves quite a bit. They claim to be legendary out here. Have you ever heard of a group called the Knights of Ren?
Sounds stupid, but I've heard of stupider things.
Could I roll lore to have heard of them?
Yeah. So that would be probably a 4 purple knowledge lore.
I'm gonna roll that too.
I got 1 threat.
Yeah, I kind of want to fail this.
Are they a boy band?
I got 1 success and 2 threats.
I got 1 failure.
Hell yeah.
So, Jax, you're the only one who's heard of them. Grandpa Sheev's books make mention of the Knights of Ren. They are apparently a group that has kind of acted as raiders or mercenaries for hire in the unknown regions, popping up every once in a while in local tales for the past few centuries. Because you got that threat, there's not really anything one way or the other about, you know, whether or not they're good guys or bad guys or just guys for hire. But it does make mention that they tend to be forcey. They don't seem to be a cult. They just seem to be a group of guys with similar abilities who band together. Artie, you just don't know, but I asked him because you got that threat. If you need to try and negotiate with these guys, it may impair you. You may be underestimating them, since it seems that a small mention of one of Jax's books doesn't seem that legendary to you.
They're just guys. People live for centuries, you know. It's cool. Well,
they're forcey guys. So, like, that's
cool,
you're
a forcey
right?
guy, and I'm not scared of you.
I mean, I hope not.
You're... and I whisper to Ashtam, good cover. Make sure you keep her as calm as you possibly can.
What do you mean?
What? You heard that? Oh, I mean, nothing.
Just keep lying so you're not the victim of my evil baby energy.
So you will help me then. You see, apparently this Republic scout, he's been thrown into the dungeon of Oceraton, and the Knights of Ren, they offered to help me to get there, to get him out. So, I mean, with you backing me up with your powers and skills, we could probably make sure that they don't betray me or something.
Why would they want to betray you? Don't they have a good reputation?
Are you here alone?
Well, I am... Well, I'm not alone. I came to this planet by myself. You see, the other Rimmers, they are searching for other leads, perhaps. I thought this was perhaps the most promising, but they didn't want to, how you say, sending themselves to a prison. As you know, most of the rest of the Outer Rimmers are ex-cons themselves, so not really that eager to go back.
Okay, well, when and where are you supposed to meet them, if you're supposed to meet them?
Well, I was just on my way to meet them at a cantina called the Lazy Duval.
Okay. All right, tell you what, you take point And whenever you, I'll just sort of like get a hold of like who these guys are and what their deal is, and then hopefully you won't need me, but I'll be there to back you up when you need it.
Okay, I hope that this will all go without a hitch.
Yeah, it'll be good.
You got this, fam.
So he leads you through some side streets and some back streets, and you pass some boys on the way to a cantina called the Lazy Duval. It seems to be fairly empty. The only people inside are a group of 9 heavily armed human and humanoid men dressed in black and a very nervous looking bartender. The leader, he seems to be a human man in, you know, his mid-30s. He looks at the group of you as you come in, and he asks, "You guys the ones who are supposed to be hiring us?"
I'll point at Garrus Rude.
Yes, these are my negotiators.
God damn it. You're a real piece of shit, you know that? Yeah, we're here to see if you'll take this guy's job.
Well, I mean, if the price is right, you know who we are, right?
I mean, I've had some little idea, but the problem is that, like, I'm not one... Like, me and it seems as though other people are not 100% on who you are, other than the fact that you have a quote-unquote good reputation.
Come on, man. You haven't heard of us? We're legendary. And he sweeps his cloak aside, revealing a lightsaber, and he says, "This is the Ren, and these are my knights."
Wait, the lightsaber is
the
Ren?
Wait, your sword is the Ren?
You can call me Ren. You can call the blade Ren. We follow the Ren.
What is the Ren?
Okay, what is the Ren?
Well, the Ren is our very complex and honorable knight's code. I mean, come on.
I thought a Ren was just a bird.
You're kind of just throwing... Yeah, you're kind of just throwing out words, and you're expecting us to... Okay, all right.
Was there a deleted scene we missed?
Yeah. it's all in the backing documents of the
Illustrated Guide to Empire Records.
That's where all this information is.
Yes.
Are you good at finding people? We hear that you're a force type person. Can you explain to me what it is that means that would be able to help us? We will be able to consider what kind of amount we're willing to pay you from there.
Well, we do whatever it is we're hired to do, and we always get the job done. That's the way we operate. We heard that there was somebody that was locked up on a Seraton in the dungeons. Is that right?
Come on, man.
You can answer that, like, general yes or no questions like that.
Yes. And he steps back behind you guys.
Yes, cowardly, just the way Ayashtem likes him.
Please, I was just hoping no one would mention how much of a pud this guy is.
All right. How about this? How would you be able to help with this one particular mission? What are the dangers that are going to come in front of us? And how would you be able to help us persevere over these dangers?
I'm guessing you guys aren't local.
I mean, we're from everywhere, man. We're from everywhere.
So you know about the Dungeons of Aceraton, then?
Do I?
If you want to roll me a 4 purple knowledge lore, probably out of black, because you are not local.
I got a failure, but an advantage.
I got 1 success, because I can take away a black.
Just a fucking nerd.
So, Jax, you're the only person who's heard of these dungeons. During your journeys, especially once you entered this area of space, the Lucy Goosey has started receiving transmissions of an always-on television program, a holo program. It seems to be a reality show called The Dungeon Master. And it appears to be an ongoing competition between all of the current inmates of the Dungeons of Aceraton, which is a planet-wide prison where people can sponsor various contestants when they do things they like and get enough sponsorships, and eventually some contestants win their freedoms. It's like a gladiatorial free-for-all.
Wait, so are they, like, fighting each other to the death?
A lot of the time.
Ah! I'll relay that to everyone else, because that doesn't sound great.
Yeah, so you can see how a band of highly skilled, heavily armed mercenaries might come in helpful down there.
Oh, you! Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that you fine folks don't look like you can't take care of yourselves, but nothing wrong with
It would be much more helpful if we had you on board. Yeah, no, I'm starting to get that. And there's four of you?
There's nine of them in there.
There's nine? Jesus Christ.
My goodness.
So it's not a boy band, it's a K-pop band.
Yeah.
They look like they got sick dance moves.
I mean, if they could dance, they could fight. Am I right? Okay, so let's begin with one second. And I go back to Buddy over here. How much were you willing to spend?
Well, that depends on the lowest that they're willing to go. I have about 20,000 credits to my name right now. Some of it is currently in escrow, but, you know, thereabouts.
How much are you able to pay now and not in escrow?
Like 6,000.
Oh boy, that's not going to be enough. Okay. So,
good thing we got the best negotiator in the galaxy.
Fuck you! Alright, so... So generally, especially for something like this, what would your asking price be?
If you want all nine of us to help you, that's going to be 200,000.
Sorry, keep going.
Does it have to be all nine of you?
It doesn't have to be all nine of them. That's the beauty of it. How much would, say, just four of you be?
Well, four of us, that's still going to be probably about 100 grand.
Okay.
One.
No. Let's see. Here's the thing about this. I feel like, because you guys seem very, very good at what you do, and this seems very like a game show, like a battle royale type thing. This seems very below what your skills would be. I feel like this, like something like this, wouldn't take you very long to do at all.
We could do it quickly, but I'm not doing anything for free, if you get my meaning.
Yeah, no, I understand you're not getting anything for free. What are the prizes of this thing?
Well, you get your freedom. Sometimes it happens real quickly. Sometimes it takes years for somebody to get their freedom. Sometimes they die on the planet. Just depends how much the audience likes you.
It's too bad there's no monetary reward. Is there anything I can roll? To like figure out if there is something of worth that either we or Buddy might have?
You want to know if there's something that he wants specifically?
Yeah.
That will be a perception against his cool.
This guy seems very cool, so I'm worried about what this role's going to be.
I'm going to use a destiny point. That's just going to be against a red and two purple.
Oh, he's not that cool. Two success.
Yeah. So you can tell that he and his group, although they're all wearing black, there is like stains on a lot of their clothes, and they smell heavily of like engine grease and starship odors. It seems that whatever ship they're traveling in might not be in the best condition. You know that generally starships on the low end run about 100,000. So the reason they're asking may be because they're in the market.
Do we know of a place that would be able to either give out a ship or sell a good ship cheaply?
Maybe KI could do repairs on their current ship.
Ooh, yes.
Artie, you got a failure and an advantage on your roll for knowing about a Seraton?
Yes.
So once Jax tells you about the game show, you do start to remember that although you don't know about the planet, in your travels in the unknown regions, you have heard people talking about how well-armored the Seraton dungeon ships are.
Oh, how about this? We get all nine of you, and we get yourselves. What are those ships called again? Sorry,
they're called Oubliette class dungeon ships.
How about all nine of you go and save this buddy's buddy over there, and we get you an Oublion Oublion dungeon ship.
And he kind of looks at his men and he says, well, those are pretty tough. Knife 9, we recently got into an altercation with the Stimpy Paladins and our ship took quite a beating.
I'm sorry, the what?
Here's the thing. You guys are really, really good at fighting. This is what you do. It's what's for dinner. We are very good at stealing things. People don't even know what hit them once we actually take stuff from them. If we are able to take a ship and you're able to rescue this person, we can do a fair trade. If for some reason one of us is unable to accomplish a mission, they keep their own prize, if you know what I mean.
Since we are such accomplished mercenaries and martial experts, I don't think you're going to need all nine of us. Since you're not actually fronting any cost and our payment for this is entirely dependent on the success of the mission, I'm willing to send two of my knights with you.
Do you think that two of your knights will be able to successfully do what we want them to do?
Honestly, I think one of them could do it, but you guys seem to be in pretty dire straits, so I'm going to double your chance at success.
Okay. I go back to Buddy. What do you say about that?
I mean, two is better than none, right? Plus, we don't actually have to give them anything we have right now.
I mean, it's not like we have anything to give them right now.
Well, they don't need to know that.
You're a real piece of shit, you know that? All right, I think we have ourselves a deal. We're going to get going and get ourselves a badass ship, and you get yourselves from what it seems like from our friend over there, a very, very cowardly guy.
All right, well, just to make sure that you do bring us back a ship, I'm going to have Jadak and Hataska take you in our vessel. We're going to dump it at a Seraton, so then you guys will be forced to steal one if you want to get off of that planet. How about that?
It's actually not the worst idea I've ever heard. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Guys, what do you... Guys, are you in?
I mean, I guess. Like...
I mean, you know, you have free will. If there's anything you object to, then now's the time.
Maybe we can break out some prison hotties. Maybe I could take some photos in the prison for my OnlyFans.
Hold auditions among the prison populace?
Nah, just like a prison photo set.
Wait, so you're thinking, like, just stop it and be like, wait, no, the cell has perfect lighting. Let me get behind the bars.
What is wrong with this? What is wrong with this part of the plan?
Nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong with this part of the plan. Just, you know, we have to be able to make the time. Not necessarily make the time, but like...
We will find the time this is for the important
this
things.
This is an optional mission. This is an optional mission. Okay, and K.I., I assume you're good?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right. Let's go steal... let's go on your ship, leave our ship, and we'll steal ourselves a ship.
So two of the knights, Jadak and Hataska, lead you through the streets to the docking bay where their ship, the Knife Nine, sits. It's a heavily blaster-marked vessel. It's got a front cockpit with tinted red windows and what appear to be a swiveling diamond arrowhead pair of wings that are mounted on the outside of the ship. And they lead you up, and it seems like greasy on the inside, like they don't take much care of this thing at the best of times. It's kind of smelly. The group of you can take off, heading for a Seraton. And on the way, Garrus, he briefs you a little bit more on what the mission is. Apparently, there was this Republic scout that was out in the unknown regions that had discovered some sort of Imperial operation or weapon. It's vague. It seems he didn't get too much information before he was captured and sent to the dungeons of a Seraton. So they need to get him back. Garrus says that his name is Justin Valor. He's a human about 25 years old. Doesn't really have much beyond that.
Justin Valor, he's a hero.
He's a hero.
Man, that's one hell of a name, Justin Valor. He was a scout?
Yeah, he was doing something out here for the Republic. I don't know exactly what. He found some sort of Imperial thing. The princess seems to want him back pretty badly, so it must be important.
Okay, do we know anything about this guy other than him being a scout?
Well, he's got a picture of him here, and he pulls out this holo of quote-unquote Justin Valor. You've all met him before, actually.
Oh, I feel like we'd remember a name like Justin Valor.
Well, it's probably an alias, unless Justin Valor looks a hell of a lot like Luke Skywalker.
He's a hero.
Oh, wow. He looks really familiar.
Oh, well, good then. You should recognize him when we find him, huh?
Yeah.
Do we have any way of communicating with him, or is he totally silent?
Well, apparently, and I guess you guys could tell us, you guys seem to know the area a bit more, they don't really get communications off of a Seroton, and one of the knights says, yeah, well, see, the way a Seroton works is that they sedate the prisoners, load them onto a spaceship, and launch them in single-occupancy pods towards the planet. The only time a ship ever goes down there is when they're going to pick somebody up, so probably not going to be able to get in contact with them unless we find them on the surface, and we're probably not going to be able to find them on the surface unless you know where he landed.
Is he saying that to Garrus Rude?
Any of you.
Do we know where he landed? There's no way, there's nothing that we could search to, like, figure this out?
I mean, there's probably ways to figure it out, Garrus. He says, well, we know when he contacted the princess, so if you want to do math to figure out where on the planet he would be via its rotation, like, I don't know if any of you are good at math, or he might be on the list. This whole thing's like a TV show, right? So maybe there's cameras on him.
Oh!
Is like there a live feed right now?
Yeah, the show is apparently always on. It's like the Truman Show.
Can we tune in?
Do they edit it so that, like, they tell you which cameras to look at, or can we look at any camera at any time?
If you go to the show's streaming site, it appears that you can either have a live edited version with some delay, a sort of curated version, or you can follow specific quote-unquote contestants. Based on the camera angles, it seems some of them are embedded into the landscape. Some of them are floating cam droids.
Can we, in that case, look at the past? I don't know. I assume everything is torrented so that we might be able to look completely at, like, this one person's entrance. So
yeah,
that
you can binge a particular contestant.
Let's do it.
But if you do type in Justin Valor, you can find quite near the bottom of the list. He appears to be in a town of some sort. There are coordinates and landmarks that are kind of on the screen to tell you sort of where things are taking place that can give you rough coordinates. He also appears to have his side wrapped in a bloody bandage.
Oh, no.
All right. Are we able to go to the beginning of his footage?
Yeah, you can search back through his stream. Every contestant on their profile has a highlights reel. The first one on most of the highlight reels is their entrance.
Are we able to use that to figure out a location?
I mean, you can see the location of where he is now.
Okay, well, has he killed anybody yet?
It appears that his highlight reel is mostly empty. He doesn't have any kills. He knocked out a few people. He doesn't seem to have any weapons with him except for this little metal cylinder that he's used to clonk people on the back of the head a couple of times.
It's a whacking stick.
Okay, well, there's where he is. So, and that's where he started. So what else do we need?
Well, he said before, I'm sorry, Mr. Knight, you said before that the only reason that ships land is if they're picking someone up. Should we, do we need to be pretending that we're picking someone up, like we're doing a transfer? Like, will they let us land otherwise?
Well, Ren said that we're supposed to be picking up a new ship, so if we all cram in the escape pods, we should be able to launch from behind the station when they send the next batch of players down and just pretend that we're part of the game.
Just float in like so much debris. Gotcha.
Pretty sneaky.
I mean, are you guys okay with just abandoning your ship up here? I mean, like, it's a good ship. It's nice.
We're stealing a new one, right? You're not reneging on your payment.
Well, no.
Yeah,
it's...
no. Like, not for nothing, but this ship is a piece of shit. So we're getting them a brand spanking new one.
Also, they're leaving us on the planet with no way to get back. We have to steal the ship to leave.
I guess. Yeah, and then we just, like, pretend we're prisoners, I guess? Just, like, sneak on in?
Yeah, it shouldn't be too hard. They don't have uniforms and they don't take anybody's weapons. So generally, it's pretty easy. They want people to have advantages when they get in there to make things interesting.
Well, that should be easy then if we get to keep all our stuff. Cool. And if we do have trouble finding him, like we met him before, maybe I know his force signature and would be able to sense him as well once we get closer.
Are you saying that out loud?
Sure. I'll say that to the group.
The two knights, they kind of look at each other and they say, "Hey kid, you ever killed anyone before?"
I mean, I didn't mean to. Like, I was really scared and it was like this big clown and I had to get him to stop. He was stabbing me in the spine but I didn't mean to really do it.
That's enough. You don't have to go into it anymore. That's, not necessarily any of your beeswax, just so you know.
Well, you know, we're always looking for new recruits, so this goes well. Maybe I can put a good word in with Ren to you.
Well, good luck with your search.
All right, so into the escape pods, I guess. Looks like they're going to be ready to launch in a couple of minutes here.
All right, let's get ourselves a ship and
Yay.
So you can all cram into Knife Nine's small escape pod. There's barely enough room for all of you. And the space station, the control station of a Seraton, you see these little flashes of gas and atmosphere as a group of about half a dozen pods are launched down to the planet. And Jadik, he presses the button on the outside of the pod, and the group of you are all launched from the ship down towards the planet Seraton, blending in with the group of other quote-unquote contestants.
Nice.
The escape pod starts to rumble as you enter the atmosphere, and then there is a big thud as you make impact in the dirt around you.
Everyone safe? Everyone okay?
Yes, I am here. I asked Tem if you need to fall on me for protection.
I got it.
Well, I'm here, just so you know.
You're hard to miss.
Oh, yes, I know. But I bet you miss me all the same, huh?
We'll talk about it later.
Yes, no time now for our... We have much more important things to do.
We walk outside and breathe the fresh air.
You can breathe the air. It's not that fresh. It smells off.
Off how?
Well, a little farty. It's a little, like, you can taste metal in your mouth when you breathe it. Like, you'll survive, but it's doesn't seem like this planet was intended for you oxygen breathers.
Hooray for not having to breathe.
This escape pod wouldn't have breather masks on it there, would it?
I mean, it won't impair you, it just smells bad.
Oh, okay.
You just gripe about it the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can see overhead a few other escape pods crashing in the distance, and you can hear thumps nearby and see plumes of smoke as they kind of impact into the forest around you.
Based on the forest around us and the clip that we saw of Luke, do we have an idea of where we might be or if we're in the same sort of area?
You might be able to. As you climb out of the escape pods as well, these trees open up and these little baseball-sized cam droids start flying in front of you and they snap like a picture of you with the flash on and they say, "Name and crime?"
When he takes my picture, I give him the finger, and I say, "My name is Jim, Jimmy Smits, and my crime is being too goddamn handsome."
Damn it! You took mine.
How many of these cambots are there?
There's like one for each of you. You get the feeling that they may be buried in like every tree.
I wonder if I could reprogram one.
Go scout for us.
Yeah. If you could, that'd be swell.
Seeing iBot.
Deactivate one, then reactivate one. That sounds great.
Wait, so we're supposed to do this, like, stealth mission on a planet that's full of cameras?
It doesn't have to be stealth. We could just be incognito, kind of.
And also, like, apparently Luke's camera was getting, like, no views. So, I mean, even if we're getting followed by cameras, as long as we don't go on a fucking killing rampage, probably no one will notice us.
And also, the Knights of Ren will provide distraction while we go and see if we can get ourselves a ship.
Literally all we have to do is not rampage.
Rampage!
No!
Ironically, we will be the characters in the background no one pays attention to the Knights of Ren.
Oh,
sad. Yeah, so I just kind of nonchalantly just grab one of the camera droids out of the sky and try to reprogram it.
So in order to grab one, you will need to roll a coordination or athletics roll against it.
Coordination.
So that will be a 3 purple coordination.
1 success, 4 advantage.
So you can grab one and pop one of the back plates off, pulling out a wire and a little tiny explosive that is just about to go off.
Oh, can I try and stop the explosive?
Yeah, you can just rip it out.
Oh, good, okay.
Seems they're designed to prevent tampering, but you're quick enough on the draw to be able to tamper with it. If you want to reprogram it, that'll be a 2 purple computers.
3 success, 1 threat.
So you can reprogram it, but as you're doing so, you do get a quick flash of a pop-up of an outgoing transmission. It seems that it's sending a message back to the station that it is being tampered with.
Oh no. Good job, KI. I tried.
All the other cam drones turn to look at KI.
Just make it send another message that's like, false alarm, I'm fine.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. How are you?
From the tinny speaker, you hear a voice. Please do not tamper with the cam droids. These are for broadcast purposes.
We can't use one to bludgeon somebody else as, like, a weapon or something?
There's, like, a pause, and then, like, you hear somebody come back. That's fine.
As long as it makes
okay.
good TV.
Well, everybody loves a POV shot of a weapon. All right, let's see if we can stay in the background now.
What would it be to roll to kind of get a feel for where we are and where we might be relative to Luke?
That would be a survival roll.
How much survival?
Well, you're on an alien planet. You are in a forest, which you have some familiarity with. So it will be a 3 purple, but you can add a blue.
I got 2 success, 3 threat, a triumph, and 3 dark side. I will not use the dark side. I have a triumph.
Okay, so you can get your bearings, and you see not far away the sounds of gunfire echoing through characteristic metal and concrete walls of a town. You're probably pretty close to where Luke was, and you get a bit of a feeling, if you will, that you are in the right. But as you're looking around, trying to get your bearings, Jax, a couple of other nasty-looking characters do spot you as you're trying to get your surroundings. They seem to have come from one of the other nearby escape pods.
Can I point them out to the group, the more fighting-oriented group members?
Yeah. They start running through the forest towards you. Seems to be about 3 of them.
People, running people there.
Can I perceive if they have weapons?
You can see that they have weapons because they start shooting them at you.
Okay, I'll shoot back.
They take out the Knights of Ren. Holy shit.
Wait, oh. Are we not supposed to... Whatever, we've been seeing. Whatever, let's kill him.
Hey, and are they... I'm guessing it's blasters that they're
yeah.
doing? Can I try to do a protect power on the group? I haven't had a chance to do it yet.
Yeah, if you want.
The roll was a total wash, but I got 3 light side and 1 dark side.
So you can do the magic hand thing, but the blasts still come through the trees. Let's see if they hit any of you, Jack. Since you were the one that was spotted, they're gonna try and shoot you first.
Well,
one of them gets a success and 2 threats.
Fun.
As well, because he got those 2 threats. You can either immediately perform a maneuver to get out of the way, or you can give a boost to one of your friends, or you can give them a black somehow.
Well, Ash is out and ready to shoot, so can I pass on a blue to her?
Yeah, they're so focused on you that they don't even see her.
Well, that's something.
How many people are there?
There's 3 of them, 3 tough-looking customers running through the woods at you.
I'll shoot at the toughest-looking criminal.
Okay, so they're currently at long range, kind of firing wildly, so that'll be 3 purple. You will have to add a black because there are some trees in the way, but you are going to get that blue because they don't notice you, so it'll be easier to pick them off. And additional bonuses if you want to aim.
Sure, I'll aim. Also, fuck you, Black. 2 success, 1 threat.
Phrasing.
I know. I'm sorry.
You can pow one of them with your disruptor rifle. That's what you're using, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The threat is that now they see that there's somebody firing at them, so they scatter and they dive for the bushes. They're probably still out there, but it seems that they've jumped into the underbrush to help them avoid being seen.
As to not have people pay any attention to me, I will hide behind a rock.
You can hide behind a rock. If anybody does fire at you, you will get, they will have to add a black due to your defensive position.
I suppose I should fire too.
They're currently at long range, so if you want to use that rifle of yours.
Oh, I do. Good thing I got that rifle.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try and hit the closest one then.
All right, so they are currently hiding in the brush, so in addition to 3 purple, you will have to add a black.
1 threat, damn.
So you don't hit them, you miss, and in fact, your blaster, you're not really used to this one yet, so you hit this, like, tree, and it burns out a part of its already slightly aged and slightly diseased trunk, and it falls in front of you, blocking the view of anyone who wants to try firing at them again. Since they are so low to the ground, this may not impair the guys coming after you. And the two Knights of Ren, they look at you guys and they say, "I see why they wanted us to help you out." And they dash into the brush, pulling out. Hataska pulls out this giant scythe-like weapon with an energy blade, and Jadik extends this like pneumatic club from one of his sleeves. And they just start, like, pounding and slicing through the brush, seeing if there's anyone at all that's hiding that they can kill.
We weren't supposed to go rampaging, though!
You hear a thump and a scream, and one of them shouts, "I got one!" And there's another, a slice and another scream, "I got another one!"
Jesus.
Ah!
And Jadik, he pulls up, he reaches into the brush, and he pulls up the one that I asked him shot. There's a hole in his armor that's still smoking. He says, "You want him alive?"
"I don't give a shit."
All right, they kill him.
No!
Man, I shot him. I was going to kill him anyways.
I mean, I guess.
You see more cameras embedded in trees and floating drones turn to watch Hataska and Jadik.
God damn it. Now we are going to be on the radar.
Not if I continue to hide behind a rock. I have pretty good skullduggery, so as long... Oh, wait, I'm not very good at stealthing, though. If you guys could get me to a ship, I would be able to then get it stuff.
Cool.
I know what I said.
And I stand by it.
God damn it.
Okay, well, can we continue on then?
Yeah, if you want to, you kind of know where the town is, so if you want to hide and try and remain unseen, that will be a stealth check against anybody that is perhaps looking out for people to kill. So if anybody is perceiving you, that will be a 3 purple stealth check, but because you are in a dense forest, you will be able to add a blue.
2 failures, 1 threat.
1 success, 2 advantage, plus an automatic advantage, so 3 advantage.
I got a wash.
1 threat.
So, I asked him, you are the only one slinky enough to avoid detection. Everybody else, try as you might, you get scooped up into this net after stepping on a... some kind of trigger in the brush. Even Hataska and Jadik are swept up into this net. The threat is that the Knights of Ren cannot rescue you. I asked him, though, you are able to avoid being scooped up in this net.
I guess I can help. Is there anybody around?
Yeah, you can see that once the net is triggered, a couple of dudes in, like, ghillie suits pop up out of the brush and start, like, trudging towards the net to collect it.
But they haven't seen me.
They haven't seen you.
And the Knights of Ren are not in it either?
They're in the net.
Fuck.
It's all you.
What fucking good are they?
I mean, they killed those other guys.
Can I see, like, where the they're being suspended from?
It's a reinforced tree branch.
Oof, can I try and get up there?
I mean, you could try to clamber up there, or you could probably shoot it if you think that you're a good enough shot.
I think I'll just climb up.
Or you could throw one of your knives, I guess.
Do I have more than one knife? I think I just have one knife. I guess I could pick it up afterwards.
Yeah, you'd have to go and find it.
How? Ooh, what would the roll be?
Get it stuck in a tree.
What would the roll be to throw a knife at a rope and hope it cuts?
Well, it's probably, it's only short range because they, you know, they don't want you to be suspended too high up. They just want you immobile. So it would be a short range ranged light, but you would have to add a black. So a purple and a black.
Ugh, my ranged light sucks though. I'd rather just go up there and try and cut it with the knife.
All right,
with my hands.
You can try and climb the tree. If you want to do it without being seen, that will add a black to your two purple athletics.
Fuck, one threat.
Dang it.
So you start climbing the tree, they see you. They see this purple Twi'lek in very tight leather pants climbing this tree, and they say, hey, hold it.
Oh, what a surprise seeing you here.
You know us?
Oh, no, I thought I was just alone having a little climb in the tree.
Yeah. Well, get away from there. Got these, got some new contestants. We gotta bring them to the boss.
Oh, the boss. He wouldn't want to see these guys. I've seen them, and they suck.
No. They want to see anybody. And, you know, come to think of it, we haven't seen you around here neither. You new?
No.
Oh, yeah? What's your name?
Darla.
They pull out these janky jury-rigged data pads that seem to have a connection to the ranking feed, and they type in Darla, and something does come up. It's a this really rough-looking Rodian woman that has like one of her eyes has been scooped out,
and they say,
"No, I don't think that's true. I think you're gonna come with us, and you can we can let the boss decide for himself how good you are."
Whereabouts are they standing in relation to the net?
They are not right under the net. They are like. You tried climbing up the tree, so they're like on the other side of that tree.
Would it be possible if I use the move power to like cause some loud rustling in the bushes behind them so they're maybe distracted so Iashtem can do something?
Yeah, like, you could.
If you want to take advantage of it to cut us down?
Yeah, or at least like shoot you down.
Yeah, or something. 4 light side, 1 dark side. I mean, I kind of want to do it, like, maybe just, like, a couple meters behind them so it's loud enough for them to hear and register as an immediate threat.
Yeah, that would still be short range.
Okay, cool. I will just use the move on, like, a large, extra rustly-looking bush and just shake it back and forth.
You shake it back and forth, and they look back and they say, what was that? Was that an animal? And the other one says, I don't know, what, a Tucker's? Hope not. Hey, look, we gotta, look, if there's shit out here, we gotta get you guys into the town anyway, right? Give you guys a fighting chance, huh?
Can I keep shaking it? Can I shake it louder?
You can shake it. Come on, we gotta, look, man, we got guns in town. Fuck it, if you don't want to be safe, that's up to you.
We can be saved.
Yeah, I guess let's just go.
I don't mind being saved. Save us.
All right, good choice, furry man. And he cuts a rope on one of the trees, and the net drops down with a thud. And they run, they sprint into town. Come on!
Jesus. All right.
Don't fuck around with bushes out here, I guess.
Do you sprint after them?
I just climbed up a fucking tree. Yeah.
So you can sprint after them, and they're panting once they're beyond the tree line. And they say, hey, okay, word of advice. Around here, if something's in the bush and you don't see it, if it's not like a person, you just run, okay?
What else would it be?
Well, it could be one of those abominations.
What?
Tell me everything.
Are they made of all the people who have died so far and were turned into giant wolves with human features?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Best not to get a good look at him if you can help it.
I gotta look at one. I gotta see it.
I don't think you want to, kid.
I gotta.
And what's a kid like you? Man, you must be real psycho if they put a kid in here. What'd you do?
She doesn't like to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's personal stuff.
She killed her parents.
What? No, I didn't kill my parents. I didn't do that. I did something different. It's real bad.
Oh, okay. Keep your secrets then. It all comes out in the wash eventually. So this is, I don't want to say it's a neutral town, but Birch's Temp keeps us, he keeps us pretty safe here. It helps out newcomers when they land. If you want to meet him, we can get you outfitted.
Who is this?
Birch's Temp. He's, we call him Birch.
And what's his deal?
Well, he's been here for, I don't know, probably 7 or 8 years at this point. Kind of runs this little outpost here.
And why does he, did he make the outpost? Why does he help people? He's not going to own us after this, is he?
I mean, he might ask for a favor or two, but generally I think he just wants to make sure that nobody's coming into this thing without a chance to survive.
Oh, I mean, that doesn't sound so bad.
All right,
that sounds okay.
Yeah, as long as this gets us towards getting a ship, then let's walk these steps.
Okay, so you can follow them to this kind of low sandstone building that's sort of at the center of this small outpost. The outpost doesn't look like it was built by the prisoners. It looks like it may have been built by the people who organized these games. It may have been that there's more of these small towns. It almost looks like a shooting range, kind of. There's a lot of blaster holes and things. It may have been erected as sort of a temporary, like, obstacle course or just a place to have shootouts that turned into a real town over time. But he leads you into this building. Seems to be some type of bar. At least there is a ramshackle piece of metal and wood that has been turned into a bar, and there's some bottles with some type of milky colored fluids in them that are lined up behind it. And down at the end, there is a thickly built, like a muscular, middle-aged, purple Twi'lek man. And he says, "Birch's Temp, it's us. We've got some newcomers." And the Twi'lek, he stands up and he says, "All right, bring him over. Let's see what we got."
Wait, what do you say his name was?
Birch's Temp.
Birch's Temp. Birch's Temp, you
My
say.
My name's Darla.
My name is Meesmits. Jim Meesmits.
So he gives you kind of the once over, and he says, "Quite a big groupie already teamed up. Or did you know yourselves from the outside?"
"Oh, I know myself from the outside. Just look at this fur. It's every single inch of it is managed and mattered."
Yeah, we knew each other already.
"Well, that might give you a good head start. So, if you don't mind my asking, what are you all in for?"
"It's personal.
A girl that I was sleeping with stole my pants, and I had to go outside, and I got arrested for indecent exposure."
"Tax evasion."
"Spice smuggling."
"Well, we see all kinds here. Now, are you in the interested in keeping yourselves alive for a little while, perhaps looking to earn your freedom?"
At least for the rest of my life."
"Well, that may not be very long."
"Touché. But yes, we want to stay alive for a long time. Also, we need a ship to get out of here."
"Ah, you're looking to get off planet. Well, the only way that they send a ship down is if somebody gets high enough on the boards that somebody sponsors their freedom."
"And how does one get high on the boards?"
"Well, it's depends what the whims of the moment are. Some of them, they rack up enough insane kills that the people like them. Some of them, there's a couple of people that have managed to get pretty high in the rankings by doing good deeds for others." And he kind of, you know, indicates himself. "But if you're looking to get out of here quickly, and I'm not saying this is the best decision because you'll probably get killed. But if you're looking to get out of here quickly, then there's this contestant who's been here for a couple of years now. He's a Nagai fellow by the name of Tucker. Everybody hates him. He's lowest on the leaderboard. If you want to get out quickly, if you manage to kill him, that might catapult you right up to the top."
"All right, we can take this guy out. He's a Nagai, you say, so hopefully it won't be too hard to find him. Does he have any distinguishing features? Is he just loud and boisterous enough to know what we're in for or what we're up against, or?"
"Well, no, he's kind of a quiet sort, keeps to himself. He's built a little shack out in the woods where he lives with his abominations."
His abominations. What does that mean?
Well, I don't know for sure. Nobody can say for sure, but the rumor is the reason he's on a Seraton is because he took his wife and his daughter and blended them using dark magic with animals.
Oh.
I want to leave.
I think he still keeps a few of them around. Those who have gone to try and kill him themselves have not come back, and then the people who know them say that they sometimes run into a familiar face in the woods.
Oh, like people that they knew already?
See, I just said that.
You got the right team for the job, because I'm full metal and I can handle this.
I have the alchemist specialization.
So people go to prison, and then they commit a bunch of more crimes in prison, and then they get let out?
I mean, it's whatever the audience wants to see. If you put on a good enough show, maybe somebody sponsors you for another reason.
What do you mean another reason? Like, for being nice, I guess, like you?
Yes, sometimes. There have been a few, I guess, hunks that have gotten enough of a fan base that they were able to get out without having to commit very many atrocities.
Why are you here, by the way? Also, what was your name?
Everybody calls me Birch.
Oh, okay. Well, why are you here, Birch?
Well, I mean, you don't look local, so I assume you, know of the Empire?
Yeah,
we know of them.
Well, I kind of ran afoul of them. I fought in the Clone War, and me and my wife and our babies, we left Ryloth when the Empire took over, and I kind of fell in with the Hutts and did a lot of not very nice things for them. We did a job out on the Terminus on the Edge of the Unknown, went bad, attracted the Empire, and the only way for me to survive was to take a ship and jump out here, where eventually, I guess, I got too old or life just caught up with me. I don't even know what happened to my family. I assume the Hutts collected them as collateral.
What's your family's name?
Well, I had two boys, Elm and Oak, but my wife was pregnant the last time I saw her.
Ooh. Huh. Is Tem a common name?
It's a clan name.
Huh. Okay.
Indeed.
Okay. You're giving Ash a bit of a side eye. Okay.
Huh, Jax, you're pretty nosy, aren't you?
No, it's just, it's real interesting how people have the same names sometimes and family.
My name's Darla.
You're very darling to us. It's just funny. That's all. It's nothing weird. Nothing strange or notable here.
Hey, so where's this guy we have to kill?
Oh, Tucker, well, I mean, most people know where he lives. It's just nobody's willing to put their balls on the line enough to go and get him.
Is he that good at what he does?
Well, nobody's come back, so I assume so.
Aha, uh-huh, you need to send the team with almost no balls.
The most no balls? Nah. Sorry, we have balls. Especially these guys, am I right?
Honestly, just one of us, though.
I have testicles. Actually, yeah, no, K.I.'s right. Only one of us in our group actually has testicles.
The chosen one.
Yeah.
Me.
Chosen pair.
Well, Garrus has testicles. Ash Tim can confirm.
Can you confirm?
I feel like that's an inappropriate question for the current circumstances.
What circumstances, Ash? Weird about the circumstances?
We're in a we're on the job right now.
It's never stopped you before, Ash.
How dare you?
Listen, you got a couple guys who I'm pretty sure was going to be able to take out this asshole that you guys have been hating over the years. So I think we're in good conscience here.
Well, you seem like a formidable group, so I wish you luck. It would be doing everybody a pretty big favor if this guy was taken off the chessboard.
Consider him checkmated. Wait, no. Just consider him pwned. There we go.
Now I sound hip with the kids.
I'm 45 years old.
If you want to go and find him, he lives north into the woods. All you need to do is all of the plants, they bend away from where he's made his homestead. So if you just follow where nature does not want to be, you'll find him.
Oh, I don't want to go there. It's fine. It's fine. Let's go there.
Do you need any supplies or anything? I can't really afford to give you much considering that I won't be getting them back, but it's a noble, you're on a noble quest, it seems, so.
Yeah, should we try to find Luke before we go out there?
I mean, yeah, we should.
Like, can we get a feed? Is that what you mean? Or are you gonna, like, do some Farsi shit?
Have you seen anyone around called Justin Valor?
Justin, give me a data pad. And he takes one of the little ratty, clutched together data pads with a feed, and he kind of searches through, and he says, oh, the little human twink, yeah. He's been seen around recently. I think I saw him heading north not too long ago, too. He may have caught wind of Tucker. He seemed like the heroic sort.
Yeah, he's a hero.
Yeah, he's probably dead by now, so if you were looking to meet up with him, I don't know if he was part of your group or what, but he's been here a couple of weeks, took a bad hit. It's probably not him anymore.
I hope we don't have to deal with Zombie Luke. That's scary.
That's fine. I saw him in the sequels.
Well... Shall we go?
Let us go away from this place as fast as possible.
As soon as we're outside, I'm just like, Ash! Ash!
I don't care. Ash! I don't care.
Ash!
I don't want to know.
Ash!
What? Why are you so invested in this?
Well, that's cool, right? Like, it's a, so,
I mean, he's a stranger.
Yeah, but, like, he's family, right?
I guess. I've never met the guy, though.
Hey, family isn't what's in your blood. Family are the friends you met along the way.
Ugh, I don't want to be related to you.
Aw, you consider me a friend.
You'd make more money with your own defense. Yikes.
Well, family's anyway. Also the people who always die along the way, so, like, someone being alive, that's really cool.
I guess. Right? I mean, to you, I guess.
To this child whose entire family has been murdered?
Yeah.
A little.
I mean, you can go back in and ask if he'll be your daddy.
I already have one inappropriate father figure. I don't need more.
Let's just go find Luke.
Let's go.
Let's go find Luke. Hopefully not zombie-ized.
So if you want to locate Tucker's homestead in the forest, it will be a 3 purple survival to track his location. Because you do know what to look for, the place where the plants don't want to be, then you can add a blue.
I got 5 success, 1 threat, 2 light side, 2 dark side. Can I use the light side to turn that threat into an advantage?
Yes.
Okay, 5 success, 1 advantage.
I got 3 success, but a threat.
2 success, 2 advantage.
So, Jax, I asked him, Artie, you are all able to locate this guy's homestead. KI, you kind of wander off a little bit. Your sensors, whatever is going on with this thing, it seems like the living beings are able to almost be drawn to it in a way. But KI, you don't seem to understand where they're going or why. And you end up quite a ways away from them. And Jadak and Hataska have to go and kind of corral you, separating them from the rest of the group. Artie, as you approach, Garrus, he starts getting nervous, and he says, "Well, I don't like this place. I don't think we should be here. I think we should just find the guy, right? And we're just going to go, right? That's it, huh?"
We gotta find the guy, and then we gotta kill the other guy, and then the ship will, like, take us out of here, where there's no other way to, like, get off here, so...
Well, I'm going to hide behind you, okay?
Does this place have bad force juju?
It does have bad force juju. I asked him and Jax, as you're sneaking up, you can find... the ground starts to get bare as plants and trees become withered husks as you approach, but you can still kind of sneak up and hide behind a dead bramble, and you see a couple of large deformed beasts with half-human faces gnawing on what appears to be a humanoid corpse. There are piles of bones and desiccated bodies nearby. There is in the middle of this clearing a house made of mud and wood, not dissimilar from your aunt's little hovel in the ground.
Don't you compare my hovel to this place?
Would I be able to roll the sense power to see if I can pick up on Luke, if I kind of know his force signature?
Yeah, the clearing, from the edge of the clearing where you are, if you want to reach as far as the house, that would be medium range.
I can only do up to short range. What do we have for destiny points?
You've got 3.
Could I flip one and take a strain to be able to go up to medium range?
You can take strain in the amount of force points that you spend.
Okay. Ah! 4 dark side! Ah! Well, I don't know.
It'll also give you additional conflict if you decide to use them.
Fuck. I just have to keep reminding myself Jax as a character has no reason to not do this. Yeah, I'll use 1 to activate the power and 1 to extend it to medium range.
Yeah, so you take 4 points of strain and 4 points of conflict as you extend your abilities beyond their natural reach. You haven't trained for this, you haven't practiced this, but in your heightened state of being worried about what's going on, you can sense the light. This light in the force that you experienced before the last time you met Luke, it's dim, seems somewhere inside the hovel. It seems to be underground a little bit, but you can kind of almost see through the ground this bright light that you recognize as Luke. When you do that, though, you may notice that the creatures stop chewing on whatever it is they're chewing on, and they look right at where you guys are hiding behind the brambles.
Flatten myself down to the ground.
He's in the house. He's in the basement, I think.
Our boy. Okay, well, how should we get in there?
Stealthily.
What should we do?
With no one seeing us.
Okay, let's tell you what. You're sneaky. You're a sneaky person. Let's you go get our boy and then just bring him back to us. That's all you need to do, Ayashtem.
Me?
You.
Out of curiosity, do the abominations look like aggressive?
They look like they're in pain. Like it looks like it hurts for them to be alive.
This is horrible.
So you're saying that we would be doing a service to kill them?
Maybe. K.I., you and Jadik and Hataska have also now found your way up to the hovel to join the rest of your allies, but you're kind of on the other side of this clearing, closer to where the abominations are making their lunch. And one of the knights, he turns to you and he says, "Look at those fucking things. What do you think? Should we destroy them?"
Do they have faces that are of nice people?
I mean, you guys can, the Knights of Ren and K.I. are kind of behind them, so they can't really see their human faces, but Ayashtem, you can see that their faces do not appear to be necessarily nice. I mean, it's hard to tell. They're distended and twisted into horrifying shapes.
Hey, what are you saying about me? Oh, that, sorry.
If they turned you into a dog, we wouldn't be able to tell.
Ooh. Hey, you have a hideous and horrifying face, K.I. Maybe you can, like, get along with them.
I thought you were about to, like, come back at me and call me hideous. I was going to throw you to the dogs.
You're still the person to bring us that OnlyFans money in case we ever get desperate, whereas there's no robotic version of OnlyFans yet, so...
I mean, there is, but it's OnlyFans.
There you go. Motherfucker.
would I know anything about alchemical creatures and their creation / uncreation?
Maybe if you want to give me a 3 purple lore.
I know for a fact that in one of the books that I pulled from my aunt's shelf when I was randomly flipping, there was something about creating alchemical monstrosities because you were like, "Do you want to turn your aunt into one?" And I'm like, "No." It's 3 purple.
Yeah, so then you can add a blue since it's probably pretty sure that you have a book. It's just remembering it.
One success, two advantage.
Yeah, you have read about these things. One of the books aboard the ship that you found in that little library that seems to have maybe been written by Papa Palpatine has a section detailing the creation of monsters and the manipulation of life, detailing these creatures called Sith Spawn, which are all chemical beasts that are made from living or sometimes unliving flesh.
Was there anything in there about how to reverse this or, like, kill them?
I mean, enough blunt force trauma can kill just about anything.
Can we grab one of those cameras and just start bashing? Die! Die! Die!
I guess if there's Sith Spawn, it makes sense why Luke was coming out here. If this guy's a Sithly Bithly.
Sithly Bithly.
That was hard to say. I thought it was going to work better in my head.
So because you got that advantage, you do remember reading that although many Sith Spawn creatures are able to see in complete darkness, a lot of them have trouble distinguishing motion, like, between non-moving things because they can't see in color.
Okay. So they're like,
You might have some Jurassic Park rules here.
I will relay that to the group. Maybe if we, like, throw something to get them to look one way and then we just play, like, freeze tag while we're going past them.
Can they smell us?
Probably. I mean, it depends.
Doesn't this planet stink?
Yeah, the planet stinks anyway, so.
Well, either way, if they're colorblind, if they're blind to, non-movement, maybe we can camouflage ourselves a little bit and cover ourselves in mud.
Oh my god. It was Predator style. Go Dutch.
Yeah.
I'm down with trying that.
So in order to find mud, you'll have to find water. Nature seems to abhor this place, so although the ground beneath your feet does appear to be soaked with blood, there may not be enough to create actual mud for you to roll around in.
Is there dust?
Yeah, there's a lot of dust. This place is quite barren.
And water? Well, I already looks like I have to pee in the
dust
now.
Dust plus water equals mud. We are all alchemists now.
Yeah, there's a lot of blood. There's a pile of wet meat that is mostly decomposing corpses. There is a trough as well that these things seem to be able to drink out of.
I mean, I'm good with just rolling in the dust. Getting that dusty shit on me.
Yeah, at this point I'm just good with rolling in the dirt. I feel like that might help us with the whole camouflage situation.
Yeah, so it is pretty dusty and dirty here because of how dry it is and how little water there is. So if you want to roll in the dust, you can, and that may give you a blue on any stealth checks.
Okay.
The Knights of Ren, they refuse to roll in the dust. They say, if we're going to kill these things, why are we going to bother hiding from them? I say we just go and we just beat them to death.
Listen, if you want to end their weird and miserable lives, then, like, you can go ahead. But, like, this way, while you guys are busy, we can just kind of sneak by and get our boy.
All right, you leave the hard work to us, and then...
How many of them are there?
There's two of them.
Like, just two abominations?
Yeah.
I mean, they are in pain, but, like, I feel bad. Also, we are paying you.
We do have stun settings on our guns.
We don't.
Unless you have a better idea on what we should do with them.
Look, you brought us along for muscle. Let us be muscular.
Okay. Should we do that? Should we just let them? I mean, they are in pain.
We may as well.
I'd rather do that than roll around in the dirt.
Yeah, no, do the thing.
All right, and they high five. Here we go killing again.
Oh, God.
And they run screaming into the clearing with their weapons raised. The abominations snarl and with lightning speed lunge at the Knights of Ren, digging into their torsos and, like, just, like, hurling them around in their mouths. Like, they when they let go, a trail of organs follows and the abominations start licking them up.
Oh, where did they get tossed to?
One of them thumps against the side of the house. The other one rolls through the dirt.
Are either of them close enough that I might be able to heal them or save them?
They're in half.
I mean, maybe, but after the one thumps against the house, the door opens and this slight, very harmless looking guy comes out and he says, "Hello, hello, is there somebody out there?" And he sees the abominations and he goes over and he kind of goes, "Shh, okay, hey, it's okay. What did you find something? Did you find something, girl? Oh yeah, these are some big ones. Well, you did a good job. You did a good job saving me. You can just got a big lunch ahead of you, I guess, huh?" And he pats one of them on the head, and it seems to, like, when it's touched, it like recoils in pain. Maybe I mean, there seems to be enough of them. Maybe I could And he starts like dragging one of them back into the house.
Oh no! No!
Okay. We can still do this. We can still do this.
We can still do the sneakies.
Let's roll in the mud.
Yeah.
Let's roll in the mud. See if we can sneak by these abominations. And we will see if we can just take this guy out.
Oh, if I bought that poison tooth, then, like, if I was sneaking and it didn't work, I could poison myself before I got torn in half.
Yeah, that's the spirit.
Yeah, let's pretend you're not going to get torn in half and just, you know, get by these guys.
So you can roll around in the mud, and if you want to, once you're all dusty from rolling in the dirt, if you want to try and sneak by these things, they seem to be enjoying the meal of the Knight of Ren that is still out there, so they may be distracted, so you can add a blue to your stealth roll.
But would the stealth roll bleed?
Gonna use a destiny point because they may you know, if they catch it, they're probably gonna kill you, so that'll be against a red and two purple.
Oh, one advantage, one failure, but I get an automatic second advantage, so two advantages and a failure.
One success.
Ahaha, two threat. I should have flipped a destiny point. Why didn't I? Oh, dear. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. So that's good.
So, Artie and K.I., you can sneak past these guys towards the house, perhaps because Jax and Ash are not so lucky. Ash, it seems that, like, one of them is approaching you, but when they see Jax, like, maybe it's because she's forcey, but they both start going for her instead.
Can I try to do an unleash power on these abominations?
Yeah, you can try that.
Maybe they'll respect dark side energy? Can I flip a destiny point?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you fucking kidding me?
Is that a good? Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, no, that's bad. Are you fucking kidding me?
I got one threat and three dark side. I had two yellows and they turned up three success. And of course, those fucking purples were just stronger.
Use the dark side. You know you want to.
I can't. I have no dark side pips. And I can't use the power unless the discipline succeeds. Fuck.
Yeah, so you don't have the discipline to call forth the cold lightning that you've learned from your various technical manuals and such. But it seems to just make them hone in on you even more, this dark power that's welling up inside of you. One of them is going to lunge at you. It goes back on its haunches. One of them, it seems it's going up for a fierce pounce where perhaps it will be able to knock you down as well.
Can the menace power come into play? Is where it's with, if it's within short range of my bonded animal, they add a black to their combat check made against me.
Yeah, Neki scurries out beside you and starts, like, hissing at this big abomination. And you also have a point of melee defense, so that'll be two blacks added to it. Two success and two threat.
I guess it can't crit me. That's good.
However, because it got that threat, like, it slices at you with its claws and it digs in, but it doesn't, like, sink in and it doesn't get a really good grip on you. So even though you get slashed a little bit, you can try scampering away out of its range.
Okay, I'll try scampering away.
Where? Artie and K.I. have made it to the house.
I'll try scampering towards the house and we'll all just run inside.
You can scamper towards the house. I asked him, where are you right now? It's when these things are going after Jax.
Oh, were none of them going after me? Sweet.
Jax is gonna die? Cool.
Can I climb a tree? Is there a tree?
There are trees around the edge of this clearing, but they're very brittle and dead.
Just run to the house. Run to the house with me.
Okay. I'll also run to the house.
You could also run to the house. Since they were busy with Jax, you can probably make it there without much effort. You guys, once you get in, you can close the door, slam the door shut, and you hear like the scratching on the outside as these things are trying to get in, but they know this is Master's house, so they're not gonna break it down or anything. And once you're inside, it smells horrid, this place. It's the walls are earthen and cracked and dry, and it's like there's these jars of some type of meat clumps in fluid that are surrounding the place. On a bloodied wooden slab in the middle of this main room is the surviving, quote-unquote, Knight of Ren. His organs are spilled out all over the place, and it seems that his arms and legs are spread, and his wrists and ankles have these giant stakes through them, hammering him, securing him to the table so he can't escape.
But he is still alive?
If you can call it that.
Oh, what kind of life would he have if you revived him?
Oh, I can try to heal him. I can try to do a control critical. Those are critical wounds, right? I can try to heal those.
It's only a critical wound. He's still good.
Yeah. The disemboweling and the stakes through the limbs would be different critical injuries, so you would probably have to maybe choose which to heal unless you want to...
Well, it'd be the disemboweling first. I mean, like, the stakes through the limbs, those can be treated later. The disemboweling, I feel like that's going to kill him faster. Can we unstake him before I do this, though?
Yeah.
Dump all his organs back in his bodily, in his cavity.
Yeah, you can try that.
Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, I got a failure, but a triumph, and three dark side. Is there any way that I can use this collection of things to make it work?
No.
Okay.
To do the critical, you have to heal the medicine check. But that because you get that triumph though, as you move towards him to heal, and he says no, and you can see like his mouth. There's this like glowing green fluid that's dripping kind of on the side of his mouth, and he says don't. It'll just. I don't want to get stronger.
Oh.
Oh my God! It's the reanimator. Are we dealing with Frank West? No, wait, not Frank West. It was Herbert West. Okay.
Oh, from Reanimator.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you want us to kill you? Like,
if you don't want to fight me,
could I use those dark side to harm him instead?
Yeah.
Ugh. Sorry.
So, you can pour your disgust and your all of your feelings into the force, setting him not literally but figuratively on fire. And how many points is that?
I had three.
Okay. And it eventually, you can see him, his veins start to get hard and black. And then his eyes roll up into the back of his head as his eyeballs shrivel into these little like raisin prunes.
He wanted that, right? Like that's not bad, right? If that's what he was after, right, guys?
Yeah, no, I you did the right thing.
He died the way he wanted.
In excruciating pain.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Luke was in the basement. Let's just go.
Let's get our guy and take care of this other guy. Hopefully Luke isn't a space zombie.
Uh-oh.
So you can head down towards the basement. The steps are made of compacted dirt. So there's no, you're not going to be given away by a creaky stair. But as you descend, You can hear this sort of soft, the soft mumbling. And you can see once you get down, if you poke your heads just around enough, you can see in this basement that is lit by many candles. There are, in addition to many organs and jars and things, on this sort of like rack, this crude stretcher rack, this guy seems to be applying some sort of dye or paint to a stripped nude human man that you may recognize as Luke Skywalker. And there are pins sticking into his skin around the bloody wound that you noticed he had before in the video. And he's whispering something. You can't really tell what it is. It's not really audible, but he's whispering something into his ear as he goes about his work.
You all right there, bud?
And he turns around and
hey,
he says,
"Hey, buddy!
How did you get in here?
Get away from him, please!"
You didn't hurt my pets, did you?
I mean, your pets did a lot of hurting themselves.
Oh fuck! Why didn't I put a stim pack on myself?
Listen, you're kind of a messed up individual, aren't you? Godless experiments, if one were to believe in such a thing.
I just made a mistake, okay, and I'm trying to rectify it.
Ooh,
what kind of mistake did... I make a lot of mistakes. Let's switch stories. I stubbed my toe on a rock on the way here.
He did. It was terrible.
It hurt. Now give us a terrible mistake that you've made.
Well, not having more pets is one of them, I think, but that doesn't mean that I can't make more. And you may notice that he's like wiggling his fingers and like rotating his hand around in a circle, and like the dust and the dirt underneath where his hand is starting to churn.
Oh shit, yeah. He's a force guide. We need to take him out right now.
Yeah, can I do the move power to throw him back against a wall?
You can try.
Okay. That's the motto. You can try. I got 4 light side and a dark side, but 4 light side.
Okay, so he would be at short range. This basement isn't that big. So he is silhouette 1, so you would only need to spend 2 points. So you can throw him back. He kind of knocks into a shelf that has some bottles and things in it, and it gets knocked over, and there's a foul smell as all these juices start flowing out of these cracked open smashed containers. And what he was churning in the soil, an arm reaches up from where he was standing, and this desiccated human or human-like corpse crawls out of it and starts shambling towards you.
No, I don't like that.
I know I don't have a shotgun, but I shotgun it in the face.
I have a shotgun.
You should shotgun it in the face then.
Yeah, whoever wants to shotgun this thing in the face,
I can.
It'll be a 1 purple.
Okay.
Go for it.
1 success.
Yay!
Yeah, this thing, it doesn't seem to be made of very strong stuff. It's heavily decomposed, and your rifle beam burns right through its skull, cracking it, and it hits the back wall, popping another jar of some disgusting meat and fluid combination. The doctor, the guy, Tucker, is at this point pulling himself up, and he says, you're gonna pay for disrupting this. You don't even know what you've done, what you've awakened now. And he grabs a little cylinder that was on the table next to Luke, and he presses a button, and this emerald green laser blade shoots from it.
Hey, that's not nice.
It's not clear that he necessarily knows how to use it, but he might just start swinging.
Can you use your force move power to, like, swing that lightsaber into his head?
I was thinking maybe use it to, pull Luke out of the line of danger.
I mean, he's coming towards you guys.
Ah, fuck.
I shoot at him while she's screaming at him.
Like, I have a lightsaber, but I have no ranks in lightsaber combat. I guess I could do a mid-game level up, but...
Artie, if you want to shoot at him, he's got a point of adversary. He's at short range. He does have a point of range defense, so that will be a red and a black.
Okay. How many destiny points do we have?
You got 2 right now.
Why not? I'll use 1. Okay. 5 success, two threats and a triumph.
Hell yeah!
You shoot him. This guy, I mean, it seems that he mostly uses his animals for protection, because when you hit him, he goes down hard, this smoking hole in his chest. If you want to use that triumph to give him a critical, you can, but that threat may still come into play.
Yeah, I'll crit him.
Okay, so roll me that D100.
80.
You have overpowered him. You can immediately attempt another attack against him using the same dice pool.
Oh, shit. Don't mind if I do. 2 success, 2 advantage.
So you can fire another shot at him, and he slumps to the ground, smoking holes in his chest and back. Because you got those advantages, this silence that comes afterwards is broken by the sound of scratching and digging. So you know that the beasts are trying to break through because you got those threat earlier. They started a little while ago, so they're pretty close.
Let's get Luke and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, can I try to resuscitate him? Perhaps with his
you can.
Lightsaber skills?
You can try to bring him around. He seems to be, like, out of it. His eyes are, like, kind of glazed over. His pupils are enormous.
Would a stim pack do the trick, or would this have to be a force thing?
Either force or medicine would probably be the way to go.
Okay, well, I'll do force then.
Yeah. It probably you would have to heal a critical injury.
Okay. Yeah. How many destiny points do we have?
You got 2.
I need to flip 1. Oh my god. I got a failure and 3 light side and a dark side. Can I at least use the light side to heal his wounds? My medicine is so good and I flipped a destiny point. How is this happening? How am I rolling so bad?
Use those. You can probably use the force to at least heal his wound points.
Okay. That's good. That's fine. I mean,
So you can try and knit some of the damage that's been done back together, that the wound to decide, and he kind of comes around a little bit and he says, "What happened? What's going on?"
Hi. I don't know if you remember us. You're in a guy's basement. You're
from the cruise ship. I remember.
Hi. Yeah. We're here to rescue you.
That's my line.
Yeah. Let's discuss everything later. There's a abominable animals coming. Abomination. Yeah. Would it be? Yeah. It'd be abominable. Abominable animals.
Abominable.
Abominable. Ba 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 ba. But all right. Abominable animals coming after us, and we need to get out of here before they get in here and rip us in half. So let's go.
That sounds like a good idea. And he tries to lift himself off of this slab, but his legs are weak, his arms are heavy, his chest may be covered in his mother's spaghetti, it's hard to tell. But he's not in any state to run at the moment.
K.I., go into loader mode.
I'm not great at carrying, despite what everyone thinks.
I mean, don't you have the ability to reroute your stats now?
Oh, yeah. I should give that a try. Okay, so I will reroute my systems to do a... I'll have a 3 brawn. What should I take that one away from, then? Cunning?
Intellect.
My intellect's a 4.
Yeah, you'll still be pretty smart.
My brain and brawn will match. Okay, I'll do that, then. And I'll try and turn into carry mode.
2 purple computers, check.
4 success, 1 threat.
Ooh, so you will take some strain. This is the first time you've done this. Your systems are still getting used to it. But you can reroute some of your processing power and some of your energy from computing your giant galaxy brain thoughts to your sinewy fake robotic muscles, and you can lift Luke into your arms and carry him up out of the basement as you guys run away from these animals. If you want to just outrun them, you will have to beat their athletics.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So one seems to be more nimble than the other. One of them is kind of in a lumbering, large bear shape. The other one is more swift and feline-like. So that one's going to be the one you're going to have to watch out for. You will be able to get a blue because the forest is pretty dense with trees, but that is going to be against 3 reds.
3 reds!
Red Destiny?
You got 1.
Who has the worst athletics? Because I got 2 green.
I'm 2 yellow, 1 green. Also, I rolled and I got 2 advantages and 2 failures.
I'm gonna flip that. I'm sorry.
Three success, two threat.
I got two failures. Ah! This just isn't my day.
One threat and a triumph.
Bitch!
It's literally the best thing that could actually happen in this, unless I didn't get that threat. Because, like, my dice pool is a yellow and a green.
So, K.I., you can bolt out of out through the woods carrying Luke. You take some strain as this added weight is not something you're used to, but you can bolt through the forest safely away. And these you notice the cam droids are like starting to follow you guys some more. It seems like there's a lot of them around you. There were some with you in the house, but now there's a ton of them. Jax, you can't. One of these beasts is coming after you and pouncing after you. Bounding through the forest, it can smell the force on you. I asked him, you are not very quick as well. You're pretty slow, but the animals seem to have a scent for midichlorians rather than just juicy flesh.
Thank God.
Artie.
Midichlorians is my favorite. Midichlorians is my new favorite cereal.
you're not able to keep up either, and this bear is nipping at your heels. But then there's like these flashes of light above you and trees just start exploding, and suddenly the bear isn't following you anymore, and in its place is this sleek, dark Aceraton dungeon ship that is firing at the abomination animals.
Let's flag them down. We need help.
Yeah, it seems to be doing this on purpose, firing at the animals, blowing these beasts up before they can get you, Jax, because they're coming after you. One of them, it will be able to get in one quick strike at you. One threat. It can't hit you. An arm does hit your back, but it seems to be only an arm. As this beast explodes into a thousand bloody chunks by the heavy guns on the dungeon ship.
Ah! I mean, thank you, but also...
The ship strafes along the top of the tree line, and once you get back to the city, it lands, and the doors open, and these droids come out, and they say, "Congratulations! For your act of valor and bravery, your freedom has been purchased. Please board the transport to head to your new masters."
Our what?
Our
Who?
Freedom. Let's get on board the ship.
"Your freedom has been purchased. Please board the transport and await transport to your new masters."
Who's our new masters?
"Your freedom has been purchased. Please board the transport."
Okay, fine. Yeah, we'll go. Get on the ship.
You can get on the ship. The four of you plus Garrus Rude, who has been sneaking around, staying out of sight this whole time. He's very glad that he didn't have to get involved. A nude Luke, somebody I assume grabbed his lightsaber.
Yes.
And the droids take you to your seats, and they go up to the cockpit and begin the transit to your new masters.
So what do we want to do? Just kill these droids and then take the ship?
I don't want new masters.
Unless you wanted to go back for anyone, Ash.
No, thank you. Sometimes it's just good to let things go, especially when you have no emotional attachment to them.
Okay.
Sorry, your parents died.
I may be projecting a little. Okay, who wants to kill these droids?
Doesn't somebody have a power something
disabled,
electronic
like
failure?
Mechanics? Yeah, we have a certain robot that can make other certain robots fail.
All right, I'll give it a try.
Okay, and since this technically counts as a new encounter, your intellect is back to normal. Your systems have gone back to their default settings.
Two success, one advantage.
How do you make this? So there's a pilot droid that is up in the cockpit, and there is a navigator droid that is sitting a little bit behind him at a different console.
I'm guessing the navigator droid will probably still function regardless of who the pilot is, so I'll take out the pilot and see if I can replace him.
How do you take out the pilot?
pull some wires.
Please go quietly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just reach into him and pull just the right wires, and he slumps over, goes stiff, and the navigator droid swivels his head around 180 degrees, and he says, "Please do not tamper with the pilot droid. He is required for operation of the ship."
Look at me. I am the pilot now.
Nice. The rest of us take out the other robots.
Who's gonna take out this navigator?
I can. I can do it.
Just with a well-placed blaster shot?
Yeah.
Okay, so you are in a cramped space, so that'll be one purple, but you will have to add a black, because if you miss, you'll hit the inside of the ship, which probably isn't a good idea.
Purple and a black. An advantage. Goddamn. An advantage and a triumph. Today's my triumph day, finally.
So you don't hit him, but in a real smooth move, he seems to be reaching for the comm device to radio back to the base. You hit that instead, and you kind of blow his hand off. And then his head rotates around and snaps to you, and he says, "All right, I guess he is the pilot now. Where to?"
I know we don't really have any need to go back to the Ren guys now. Like, we don't have any need at all, but I kind of want to go back there and just rub it in their face that their guys suck. And also that they won't be needing this. Or, well, we could give them the ship, but they need to give us a little bit more because their guys failed us. How's that?
I mean, it's your negotiation role, my man.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
You can tell the navigation droid to plot a course back to Karavar, and you can bring this ship into the docking bay where the Knife Nine departed from, and the other knights are waiting for you as you land. And he doesn't really seem surprised when Hataska and Jadik do not exit the ship. And Ren says, "So I imagine the new guys won't be joining you?"
No. In fact, your guys kind of went all over the place.
They were probies. We weren't really sure about them, so we decided to give them an easy job, see if they had what it takes, I guess. Turns out they didn't.
So, I think on top of us giving you the ship, I feel like you owe us more than we owe you right now.
How so?
Your guys basically did nothing. They did some stuff, so I'll give you that, but when it come down to the actual mission itself, they failed miserably, and we paid you, we're paying you to succeed. Now, out of the kindness of my heart and the generosity of me and my friends here, we're gonna give you the ship, but I feel like we deserve a little bit more after the complete and utter failure that your boys have bestowed upon us.
Really?
Yes.
He looks back at the six remaining Knights of Ren, and he sighs, and he unclips his lightsaber from his belt, and he ignites it, and he says, "Really?" The other knights start unholstering their varied giant weapons as well.
Because I'm gonna use in the know to have a targeted NPC believe a specific false intelligence.
So that starts out as being against his vigilance. Gonna give you back a destiny point in case you fail this and need to fight these guys. You'll probably need some. So that is gonna start out as being against a red and three purple. You can downgrade that three times, so it's just a red.
Two success, three advantages, and a triumph.
All right. So what does he believe?
Everybody here and everybody out there knows that your boys ain't worth shit anymore because they didn't succeed on a very simple and very public game show. And now, who's gonna wanna hire you if there's a huge chance of failure, especially now? And, not for nothing, but in case you were to actually take us out, you also take out your own ship, because your own ship is rigged to explode.
I mean, ever since that scuffle with the Stimpy Paladins, we have been having trouble getting some decent work around here.
And that can all change. I could say that you guys, that your boys helped us toward the end, and they were so good at helping us that they weren't even caught by the cameras. I can do that for you. Or
people can just go on believing that you guys suck at what you do.
All right, Bothan, you're a lot more clever than you look. So what is it you want in exchange for this good word of mouth?
Exchange for this good word of mouth. I go back to our boys and girls here. What do you guys think? Maybe a favor?
A boon?
I think that works. Just, have them when we need them.
One free favor, and this time you don't slump the new guys on us. We want everything that you have. We want everything that you have.
Everything?
Everything!
I mean, we're always looking for a piece of the action. That doesn't sound too bad to me. As long as you promise that it's worthy of us. I don't want to be called in on some chump change that you could handle yourself.
No. Trust me. If we need you for something, it'll probably be for a season finale type thing.
what?
Never mind. But it is agreed then.
Yeah. And he takes something out of his pocket and he throws it to you and he says, here, this is a direct line to me. When you need us, just give me a call. But it'll only work once.
I mean, that's fair. It's a pleasure doing business with you. Enjoy your wonderful, wonderful ship.
We will. And you can leave the hangar. And Garrus, he says, wow, we actually did it. We got the guy and we got them their ship. So, I promised you payment, right, about for helping?
Yes, you did.
And, you know, the offer still stands if you would say, like, to dock your ship in our bay.
Are all the Outer Rimmers like this? Did you learn that from that? Learn that from those nasty boys?
Nasty boys.
Nah, he was always like that.
Like, is your ship faster? Would it get us home faster?
Well, it's big, and, I mean, if you want to earn a little bit of money from the Republic for when you get back, then you could help us on whatever it was that this Justin fellow found.
We could do that, right?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, like save fuel and stuff and
hang out with Ovan Miracle.
All aboard the Miracle Mile. Yeah, let's do it. I can talk to Luke too, and like maybe he knows cool stuff. I show him my books. That will surely go over well.
You can agreeing to join with the Outer Rimmers. Perhaps it'll get you home a little bit easier and a little bit safer, and helping them to find out whatever it is Luke saw in the unknown regions. Next time on Star Wars Empire Wreckers.